Austin Springs Special Service Fire Department. Administered somewhat, regularly, February 8th, 2020, time 4:01. Present, Councilmember Greg Holliday, Councilmember David Cox, Councilmember Evan Sack, Councilmember Andrew Wojcik, Councilmember Mary McGann, Clarence Hall, Council Clerk Auditor, and Chris Barrett and Ruth Jones. Absent are Curtis Wells and Laura Paxton. Citizens to nurse, the top of the list. Approval of men for the system. Submit.
I move to approve minutes from December 3rd, 2019, and January 21st, 2022.
Motion by David Cox, second by Gabriel Wojcik, discussion. Yes.
A question. On this January 21st minutes, where it says, first administration of that here alley and secretary of the board, that's the board for Austin Springs or this one?
This board, we're Austin Springs board. So this board.
Okay, hold on. Never mind.
So is that explained?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and so there's a second.
Yes.
Well, surprising when I sent out criticism. And it was more of a question than really a response. So, in the first set of minutes, when we leave public hearings open, I mean, in the first place, we're not really leaving this portion of the public hearing open. We're leaving the written comment portion open because there's no more opportunity to provide vocal comment. And so I have said maybe we should remove the word this portion of, so that it reads the public hearing will remain open for public comment. That seems more accurate to me. What do you think about that?
I usually say the public hearing will remain open for written comment.
That would work
to
better.
Distinguish between the oral public comment that did close at the end of the plan we got over.
Okay, so yeah, there's two places, both the end and where that should be done. Other than that, it has no comment. Any others? Curtis Wells, joining the meeting, Councilman.
Certainly.
And actually, we discussed it on call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Passes unanimously. Ratification of the sale, 3,000 units, to approve as amended.
And I abstain.
True.
And one abstention. So this has to end 4-1.
Total bills and payroll
$1,237.67. Motion by Greg Holliday, discussion. Roll call vote. Greg Holliday?
Aye.
Vivian Fox?
Yes.
Adam Clapper?
Yes.
Curtis Wells?
Aye.
Gabriel Wojcik?
Aye.
Mary McGann?
Yes.
Fire chief, Ms. Martin, report.
Good afternoon. So recent incidents on February 1st, we had a customer at the local convenience store call 911 at 2:30 in the morning. We got there, was there for a while, and there weren't any employees there. So they called me and local law enforcement, and we showed up, and the employees magically appeared, so that was resolved. They were afraid there was some kind of medical emergency going on. On the 8th, there was a one vehicle motor vehicle accident, an I-70, mile marker 208, with injuries. As far as equipment goes, the backup generator contacted three local contractors, and I've got one quote so far, and then another one's been promised. So hopefully we can resolve that soon. Training, yes, I've been training on hose lays, ladder deployments, and hydraulic ventilation, so I'm sure you're all familiar. I'd like to pass on the new burn permitting system. That's something that's in the works between myself and the other local departments, as far as a new way to allow people to burn during the burn season. So maybe at the next meeting we can discuss that, but that's still, there's some stuff to be worked out there. I've been working a little bit with Chris Baird on putting together an agreement with the water district for them to use our building. Their use of the building has increased tenfold in the last several months, and basically the money spent on utilities and whatnot is coming out of my budget, so I think there needs to be an agreement as far as their usage of the building and how much they pay. So I'm working on that. Just some other things quickly. Fire danger. February, all the snow melted and all the grass from last spring that is 1 to 3 feet high is brown and dried out and ready to go already out there. So we'll see what happens, but I'm already seeing some indications of bad fire behavior for this year. I hope I'm wrong. And then I was going to ask you how you felt about having this meeting on the spring special service board meeting every other month. It's kind of hard for me to get here every month. I don't know if that's something I should have brought up at the end of last year, but. Yeah, we used to have it when it was out in Thompson every other month, but then things weren't getting taken care of, as far as bills paying, things like that. So I think with the county taking care of finances right now, that's not a concern. And I think if something really important came up, maybe I could report to the department head or something if it was in between the months.
Yeah.
Something for thought. Yeah, if you don't mind that, that's
it's kind of nice to be able to take care of it.
Okay. Alright, yeah. I'll see you. Okay. Sounds good.
This is not a public hearing, no closed session. We will adjourn the conference to the special group prior. And open Grand County Council regular meeting. The time is 4:09. Chris was joined with everybody else today. So setting up. And we will begin with questioning and